And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of Thomas Hobbes, born in Wiltshire, England, 1588, considered to be the father of modern political philosophy, who argued that all people are equal, but that we pursue our own self-interest, and so we are all at war with each other. And in order to gain some security for ourselves as individuals, we have to give up some of our rights to government. Government was there to protect us from our own selfishness, and we should reject any government that does not. The best government, he said, would have the power of a sea monster, a Leviathan, which was the name of his most famous book. And it's the birthday of the crime and suspense writer Robert Bloch, born in Chicago, 1917, best known for his novel Psycho in 1959, in which he created the psychopathic killer Norman Bates, later adapted into a famous film by Alfred Hitchcock. Norman Bates, seemingly normal, who absorbed the personality of his dead mother, and mother was in charge. Here's a poem for today by Jacqueline Berger, entitled Teaching My Husband to Swim. Usually I'm the one who knows nothing, frozen at the computer while my husband tries to talk me through. But this morning, at the inn where we've come to celebrate our second anniversary, he tells me how many people in the past have tried and failed to teach him how to swim. I throw my suit on and grab our towels. This is something I know I can do. We've already been in the pool a late afternoon dip when we got here, me doing laps and my husband dog paddling beside me, his head above water, or holding his breath the length of the pool before coming up for air. Now I stand by the side, pulling my elbows back and turning my head to demonstrate the crawl. The fog has burned off the valley, and the pool shines, set off by the vineyards, whose grapes in another month will be ready for harvest. My husband in the pool tries to follow what I'm showing, but yanks his head to the surface, coughing water. I get in with him, and we discuss the mechanics of breathing. He doesn't know about exhaling through the nose underwater, never learned the significance of making bubbles. It's a revelation. I send him back and forth across the pool, and it works. He's swimming. Each time his face comes up as his arm draws back, the O of his mouth looks like wonder or terror. We move on to the breaststroke, and his head, like a needle stitching cloth, gathers the water in thick folds. I stand off to the side, coaching, triumphant but careful to let the victory be his. An ironic high five when we get out of the water is all he wants to signify the occasion. In the delicate economy of marriage, giving costs less than receiving. The thin wire of power threaded through the soft body of need. We're ready for a hot bath, and both fit in the large tub in our room where we lather our bodies and hair, passing the soap between us. Teaching My Husband to Swim by Jacqueline Berger, from her collection The Gift That Arrives Broken, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.